Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Throughout my early childhood and primary school, many of the other students in my class often played various video games on the school's iMac G3 computers, both web games and pre-installed games. But of all the games they played, there was one in particular I remembered very clearly as being the most popular one unanimously, a game known as Marble Blast. Inspired by the 80s Atari arcade game Marble Madness, Marble Blast was a 3D platformer game that originally released on Windows computers in 2002, then later on Macintosh and Linux computers, and even the original Xbox. The gameplay itself is rather simple, where you have to roll a colourful marble throughout a great variety of 3D levels to reach the finish, with each level often focusing on a different gimmick. But you have to be careful controlling the marble, since due to the game's momentum-based physics, if you roll the marble too much, it'll be difficult to stop it from accidentally falling off a ledge, causing you to go out of bounds and be forced to start the level over. The marble itself can also jump to traverse across floating platforms, and there are even temporary power-ups that you can pick up in some of the levels, like Super Jump, allowing the marble to jump exceptionally high, or Gyrocopter, allowing the marble to hover in the air for a short time. After the game's initial release, Marble Blast was licensed by the CD-ROM game developer and publisher company E-Games, and resold under the title Marble Blaster in 2003. But also that same year, there was an updated version of the game known as Marble Blast Gold, adding new levels and time challenges. This version of the game came pre-installed with many of the Macintosh computers at the time of its release. Marble Blast was developed and self-published by Garage Games and Monster Studios, two independent game companies founded by the same former head developer of Dynamix, Jeff Tunnell. Marble Blast happened to be one of the first games developed using Torque, a custom game engine created by Garage Games, designed for independent game developers. But it has also been licensed for commercial use in larger companies like Electronic Arts, Sony, Disney, Hasbro, Microsoft, Nintendo, and even NASA, with the engine being used for simulations and virtual worlds rather than exclusively video games. Torque is also used in education in various schools and universities across the world, specifically in the areas of computer science, video game development, and programming. Then in 2006, Garage Games released a sequel on the Xbox 360 via the Xbox Live Arcade, titled Marble Blast Ultra. There was even a web browser version of the game in 2008 via Instant Action, and that was until the website was shut down. Marble Blast Ultra featured 60 levels, improved graphics, two new power-ups, and even a multiplayer mode, a feature that was cut from the original Marble Blast. Compared to the original game's positive to average reviews, the sequel received consistently more favourable reviews, and it sold over 700,000 units in its lifespan. However, due to a rights issue between the game's engine and the game itself, and the fact that Garage Games had become a subsidiary of another company, Marble Blast Ultra was delisted from the Xbox Live Arcade in 2011. But despite this, a Windows version of the game released in 2015. Though some years later, members of the original development team created a spiritual successor game, known as Marble It Up, released on Nintendo Switch in 2018, then later on Windows and Apple Arcade. And this game received its own sequel as well, titled Marble It Up Ultra, similar to Marble Blast's sequel name, released on all major gaming platforms in 2023. Though the argument could be made that the original Marble Blast would be unplayable on modern hardware due to compatibility issues, along with Marble Blast Ultra being impossible to play due to being delisted, rather surprisingly, dedicated fans have not only preserved the game's original ROM files online, they've also decompiled and reverse-engineered both games, allowing them to be played near flawlessly on modern hardware. But most impressively, they've allowed Marble Blast Gold and Marble Blast Ultra to be playable in web browsers. So if you really want to, you can play them right now. Join me again next time